You ever have that sense you know you're in the right place at the right time? Amen. Let's take us quickly to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. It's my privilege to bring the Word of God to us today. I want you to smile at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, today's your day. Amen. We're going to read here, and my responsibility today, I feel like, is to inspire, to encourage, and to challenge with a message of good news and hope and a word of faith. And as already has been mentioned, if we'll receive it, we're going to be blessed and benefited by it. In Ezekiel 47, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. This is a portion of the record of the vision that God gave to the prophet Ezekiel. And understand that this is a message given from God for Ezekiel and for the nation that he represented, the nation of Israel. And it was a message that God was telling Ezekiel to tell the people, things are going to change. God was saying, Ezekiel, there's going to be a breakthrough. This is the promise of the Lord. There's going to be some things take place that you've never experienced. You haven't experienced all that you have will experience. And the Lord was telling Ezekiel and the nation that you haven't received all from me that I have for you. So the Lord's message was to Ezekiel then and was for us today that there's more. Just turn to your neighbor one more time and say, there's more. There's more. Ezekiel 47, verse 1. Ezekiel speaking, he said, afterward, he brought me again to the door of the house. Now, the house that Ezekiel was talking about here was the temple of God, the temple of worship, the church, for our understanding. This was very familiar to Ezekiel. They had, even he was young, he was in the temple. In Jerusalem. So he says, in this vision, this man, this guide, brought him to the door of the house, or the church, the temple. And behold, waters issued out from the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Now don't get all messed up with the directions. Thing you got to know is there was some water coming out. Verse 2, then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without the utter gate by the, not the other gate, but the utter gate by the way that looked eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Again, don't get hung up. Just know there's water coming out. You with me? And when the man, verse 3, that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters and the waters were to the ankles. Verse 4, and he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. And he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins, or to my waist. Verse 5, afterward he measured 1,000. That's about 1,720 feet, by the way. And it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, have you seen this? And then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Verse 8, and then he said unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down to the desert and go into the sea. And the sea he's referring to is the Dead Sea. Which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. The waters of the Dead Sea shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. If there's anything that's got any life in it, this water is going to enhance it. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live where the river cometh. God bless you. May be seated. For the note takers today, and I encourage you to do so, our subject is Steps to a Spiritual Breakthrough. Steps to a Spiritual Breakthrough. And I'm going to give you 6 steps today so you can get your outline ready. In this vision, Ezekiel described how that a man or his guide led him step by step. In this vision that Ezekiel had was in the house of God, or the temple, the house of worship. One, as I mentioned, Ezekiel was very familiar with temple worship and the temple. And he guides and leads him step by step. Just to put it in layman's terms, he said, "Hey, come with me. Come with me. You've got to see something. Walk with me. You've got to experience this." And so Ezekiel could have said, "Oh no, I'm fine right here where I'm at." Ezekiel said, "Oh no, I'm right here in church. I'm right in the house. I'm in the temple." And as this guide said, "Come with me. I've got something to show you." Ezekiel could have said, "No, I'm good. I'm good right here. We're having good church right here. Music's good. Coffee's good. Worship's good, choir's good, word is good, people are good. I'm good just like I am. I'm comfortable just like I am." And the guys could have said, "You know, I understand that, I know, and you're blessed by all that. You're favored. But follow me." And he led him to the door of the house. You've got to see something else. You've got to see something beyond what you've already seen. You know, sometimes the Lord has to reposition us to get a better, more complete look at what He has prepared for us. Let me just mention that again. Sometimes the Lord has to reposition us so that we can get a more clear understanding or a clear look at the things that He has prepared for us. Holy Ghost, help somebody here today. Hallelujah. I heard the apostle say, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him." 1 Corinthians 2:9. Verse 10 says, "But He has revealed them by His Spirit." There are times when the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, will just get a hold of us, say, "Hey, come on with me." "Oh, no, no, I'm fine. I'm in church. I know you're in church, but come with me." "Oh, no, I'm fine. We had good church today, and it's almost like, no, 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 come with me. No, no, I had a good worship service. I got blessed during the worship service. No, 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 come on, come on, come on, come on with me. I got to show you something." See, sometimes the Lord has to coax us and lead us and guide us beyond what we've already experienced, because there's another dimension of communion. There's another dimension of His presence. There's another dimension of prevailing prayer. There's another dimension of pursuit. There's another dimension of spiritual elevation that God wants us to get to. And I heard the psalmist say, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." I got to get someplace where I can know Him. I got to get to the place where He has destined me to be. I can't get comfortable. Turn to your neighbors. I can't get comfortable just having good church. You see, we get comfortable where we are spiritually. We get comfortable in our SOP, our standard operating procedure. We get comfortable in doing the same things over and over and over again. And we understand this because what we're doing is right, and what we're doing is according to the Word of God, and what we're doing is right with the will of God, and what we're doing is blessed. But could it be that the Lord has a spiritual breakthrough designed and ready for us, that we've got to respond to the drawing and the leading of the Holy Ghost to be able to experience that? So I want to talk to us about steps to a spiritual breakthrough. Are you with me? And just so you and I can understand, and just so you and I can determine if we really want a spiritual breakthrough, just so you and I can decide that we desire a spiritual breakthrough, let's define breakthrough. Breakthrough means a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery. Or a sudden, dramatic, important development. This is from the dictionary. Breakthrough means to advance, to step forward, to obtain progress, to obtain success, to gain improvement, to experience revolution, to experience progress. Another definition is an instant of achieving success in a particular activity or sphere. In warfare, breakthrough is an offensive military assault that penetrates and goes beyond a defensive line. Does anybody desire a spiritual breakthrough yet? A breakthrough, by definition, is an act or instance of moving through or beyond an obstacle. A breakthrough, by definition, is a sudden advance. And I believe that the Holy Ghost has prepared a breakthrough experience for you and I today. I hope somebody has a spiritual breakthrough that would cause the devil to have a nervous breakdown. Amen. And so a spiritual breakthrough is an experience of having reached a new level of spirituality, whatever that means to the person that's doing the breaking through. Because not everybody's at the same experience in the journey. Not everybody's at the same level. Not everybody's experienced the same thing. So a spiritual breakthrough for one might have already been experienced by somebody else. Are you with me, church? So the experience will be different depending on the person and that particular person's experience with God. So the question really is, should I or should we desire and seek a spiritual breakthrough? That's a question everybody that's hearing this needs to ask yourself right now. Do I desire, do I feel like I need a spiritual breakthrough? Based on the definitions that the pastor just read to me, do I need to advance? Do I need to go forward? Do I need to penetrate and go beyond a barrier or an obstacle? And only you and I and God knows whether you and I need a spiritual breakthrough right now. Right? Only you and I and God knows what we need. Only you and I and God knows what we need so desperately to survive another temptation. Only you and I and God knows what we so desperately need to overcome the things that we're faced with in our life right now. Only you and I and God knows what we need spiritually so that we can move on. Hey, somebody needs to hear this today. Only you and I know, and God knows, what we need in the area of spiritual breakthrough so that we can leave some things in the past and get on with our future. Only you and I and God knows what we desperately need to break some perceived barrier in our life that's keeping us from advancing in the kingdom of God. Only you and I and God knows what we so desperately need in the spiritual realm that will give us the confidence and the trust that we need to walk with God on our tomorrow. So I understand. I want to teach a little bit here, but I understand that after we are born again, we grow in grace every day. I understand that this is a daily walk. This is a daily growth pattern. We gain knowledge, and every day we're growing in God. And it is our consistent devotion. It's our deliberate dedication. It's our commitment. It's our obedience. It's our walk that pleases God. I get that. I say that because there's some folks say, well, you know, I just believe if you're consistent, you're dedicated, you're committed, and you do what's right, you're You're in church, having good church, I'm blessed, I'm favored, and I'm right there. That's right. That's exactly right. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's right. That's where Ezekiel was. He was right there. He's the man of the hour for God. He was doing what God called him to do. He's walking with God. He's pleasing God. He's consistent. He's in the house. But that's when the Lord said, I've got a spiritual breakthrough ready for you. And I believe that God has a spiritual breakthrough for, yea, even those that have been faithful and consistent and gained grace and knowledge every day of your life. There's a purpose in the favor. Brother Connor preached it to us this morning. There's a purpose in the favor. God has set you up just like he set Ezekiel up. I've got you in the right place at the right time. And now I want to take you by the hand. I want to lead you and I want to show you something that's flowing out of the house of God. Now for the person that's not saved, a spiritual breakthrough would be that you be born again. And all the mamas said, and I understand that. Just saying. A spiritual breakthrough for you that are not born again would be to repent of your sins, to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. John chapter 3, Acts 2:38 is the reference if you want to study it out. But God has that spiritual breakthrough ready for you. Now, if you've experienced all that God has for you, and you've experienced all the spiritual encounters and blessings and revelations, and you've attained to the deepest depth of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, if you know all there is to know about God, you are dismissed to lunch. It would not be a good time to get up right now. But if you're in that situation and you're in that dimension already, and if that's you, that's me, then we have a great responsibility in this service also, and that is to encourage everyone else to have a spiritual breakthrough. So for a person that has been born again, a spiritual breakthrough would be gaining a deeper understanding of scriptural truth. And I hope, I'm praying out loud that the Holy Ghost has taken you by the hand, so to speak, and led you to this book a time or two. Said, I've got something more to show you. Brothers and sisters, I've said it before, I'll say it again. We're living in an hour when this book should be cherished more than ever before. This book should not be neglected. This book should not be put aside any other book, because this book is above every book. This word is above every word. We need to get into this word. Let the Holy Ghost lead you into this word and show you a deeper truth than you've ever discovered in your life before. Amen. That's pretty good right there. Amen. A person that has been born again, a spiritual breakthrough would be gaining or making spiritual advancement, or overcoming a barrier that has stopped us too long, or receiving an answer to prayer. A spiritual breakthrough would be winning a victory over a sin that has become an habitual behavior. A spiritual breakthrough for a born-again believer would be tearing down walls of opposition that have hindered our progress. I hope Holy Ghost speaks to every one of us. A spiritual breakthrough for those that have been born again would be penetrating some strongholds of the enemy and letting loose some captives in prayer, in fasting, in intercession. A spiritual breakthrough would be to advance with a sense of purpose and destiny. A spiritual breakthrough would be to usher in the freshness of the Holy Ghost so it would displace carnality and worldly, my God, lust of the mind and lust of the flesh. I'm talking about a spiritual advancement. Ezekiel, I know you're in the house. Ezekiel, I know you're the man of God. Ezekiel, I know you're doing my work, but I've got something I got to show you that I've got ready for you. Come on, somebody. Sometimes the Lord has to reposition us for us to get a better, more complete look at what he has prepared for us. He had to reposition Ezekiel step by step. You've got to see this water, Ezekiel. It's flowing from the presence of God. And he took Ezekiel into the water, and he said he led him into the water to the ankles, and Ezekiel went to the ankle-deep water. And then the man led him into water, and he got up to his knees. And then he's standing there, and the man said, "Oh, there's more than this." And he kept on leading him out there until he was up to his waist. And then he said, "Well, this is wonderful. No, no, brother, this ain't it. We're going a little deeper. We're going a little deeper." Turn to your neighbor and say, "We're going a little deeper." And the guide led him out to the water until he couldn't touch the bottom no more. And he was there. And then Ezekiel realized, I'm getting in over my head, and I really can't tell how deep it is. And that's when the man said, "Yeah, go ahead and do what you got to do. You got to swim in this water, because this water is deeper than you know." And he saw this water everywhere it's flowing. And the man took him back to the brink of the river, and he said, "I want you to understand that wherever this water flows, it brings healing. And wherever this water flows, it brings life. And wherever this water flows, it brings provision. And that wherever this water flows, it brings prosperity." And he said something that would shock Ezekiel in the literal sense. He said, "This water is going to flow to the sea, and it's going to bring life to the Dead Sea." Now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, when God makes a statement like that, that's huge, because our understanding tells us that the salt content of the Dead Sea is like 9 times greater than the ocean water, and there's nothing living in the Dead Sea except little microbacteria and fungi. And Ezekiel knew that. That sea is the lowest point on the planet Earth. But God said, "This water is going to bring life to the lowest." Hey, this water is going to bring life where nobody thinks there can be life. I'm talking about Holy Ghost River now. Holy Ghost River. Hallelujah. He said, and the Lord wants us to bring us to that spiritual breakthrough point today. And he's talking to you and I. And this vision that was given to Ezekiel was a word from God. And that water that brought healing, that water that brought life, and that water that brought provision is a type and is symbolic of Jesus Christ. He is the living water. That water that Ezekiel was in is symbolic and a type of the grace and the joy and the gifts and the power of the Holy Ghost. That water that Ezekiel saw was symbolic and a type of the blessed effects and the increase that God has for us today in the Holy Ghost. That water that Ezekiel was shown was the water of the Holy Ghost, that extraordinary, supernatural, overflowing, immeasurable inheritance and blessing and provision that the Lord has for those who desire a spiritual breakthrough. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But if God's leading me by the Holy Ghost today, I want to go all the way where he's taking me. Ezekiel could have said, "Oh, that feels really good on my ankles. I think I'm going to go back to the way I was." No, no, no. I want to show you some more. He got him out to the knee-deep water. He could have said right there, "This is deeper than I've ever been before. I'm going to go tell my friends. See you later." He said, "No, no, no. We need to go out a little bit farther. I've got to give you something that's going to be immortal. I've got to give you something that you're going to record in my word. I've got to give you something that's going to help somebody. Hey, down on High Cross Road in 2018, I got to give you something that you get an understanding of, that there's a spiritual breakthrough for somebody that'll get out of the standard operating procedure and reposition yourself where the Holy Ghost is leading you, and let God show you something of his promises." Oh, ladies and gentlemen, every one of us have a Dead Sea somewhere that needs life. Every one of us have something that's lifeless that God's resurrection power can touch if we'll believe him for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Intercessors, all you that have been praying with a passion, all you that have been praying with a burden, all of you that have been praying with faith, and you've been praying with tears of desire, all of you prayer warriors and intercessors, that have humbled yourself before God, that have bowed down, I declare to you, this is the day of blessing. This is the day of renewing. This is the day of spiritual breakthrough. Some of those intercessory prayers you've been praying the last few months right here in these altars and walking around this room and in the privacy of your house, this is the day that God's going to break through for us. Hey, He is the God of the breakthrough. And the Bible says in the book of Micah that He is the breaker. Yeah, He's the Messiah. He is the breaker. God can break curses. God can break deadness. God can break chains. God can pull down walls. Intercessors, this is the day. I heard somebody say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the day, I declare it. You intercessors, you don't want to miss this chance, because you've been sacrificing and you've been giving and you've been allowing your physical body to go under the stress of intercessory prayer. This is the day that God's going to renew you. This is the day that God's going to refresh you. This is the day that God's going to touch your physical body. He's going to touch your mind. He's going to touch your soul. And your reward is already on the way today. Hallelujah. You know why? Because God is going to keep His intercessors healthy. God's going to keep His intercessors blessed. And you know who I'm talking to. And the intercessors are the humble people. They're not going to stand up right now and say, "He's talking about me." No, they're the ones that humble themselves before God in the privacy of their bedroom. They're the ones that weep tears for our souls. I'm declaring to you in the name of Jesus, this is the day that God's going to refresh you. Hallelujah, because you've stood in the gap for those that have been wandering. You've stood in the gap for the lost. You've stood in the gap for the prodigal. But today says, I'm going to refresh you. This is a spiritual breakthrough day for the intercessors. Hallelujah. Be seated, take notes. Step number one, and I'm going to give you six, and they're going to be fast. Now, I didn't even get an amen, so that means I don't have to hurry. Let me teach. Steps to a spiritual breakthrough. Are you ready? Step number one, get in position for a spiritual breakthrough. Just like the Lord had to get Ezekiel in the right position, we've got to get in position for God's provision. Over 20 times in the Old Testament and New Testament, the Scripture speaks of either doing right in the sight of God, or being right in the sight of God, or having one's heart right with God. Doing right in the sight of God, being right in the sight of God, or being right in our hearts with God. That's the position we got to be in to have a spiritual breakthrough. If we want to have a spiritual breakthrough, as I defined earlier, we must get in the right position with our heart and with our doing and our being. Oh yeah, I've done gone to teaching now. Right position. And if 20 times the Scripture says that we can do right or be right, or be right in our heart with God, then logic tells me if there's a right, there must be a... I got to get in the right position for a spiritual breakthrough. Let me give you an example. 1 Peter 5 and 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. That's getting in the right position, that He may exalt you in due time. That's spiritual breakthrough. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So the right position, I'm just giving you an example. The right position would be to humble ourselves and confess and say, Jesus, I need you right now. The wrong position would be to remain proud and resist God and say, I'm okay. Don't need you to touch me. Don't you touch me, Holy Ghost. I've been doing this long enough to know when I hit It's like on the GPS where you look at your road map there and there's that yellow space. It's like, slow down. I just hit that. And carnality and flesh are saying, caution, preacher, caution. Don't want to offend anybody. God resists the proud. If we get to that attitude of, don't touch me, Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you something. That won't work. Because we can either voluntarily get in the right position, or God can yank our neck there. I ain't got time to preach it all today, but Ezekiel gave us a good pattern. He didn't resist. He went with the guide. I can give you other examples in the scripture where men, women resisted the Spirit of God, and God got them where He wanted them. It wasn't pretty. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want my journey to be pretty. Jesus taught us about being in the right position. Matthew 6, verse 5, He said, when you pray, don't pray like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues in the corner of the streets that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret. That's getting in the right position. I heard somebody talk about the secret place of the Most High. That's the position you get into to get a spiritual breakthrough. Jesus said, when you get there, your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. That's your spiritual breakthrough experience. The right position is prayer in private, prayer in secret, and prayer is always the right position. Prayer is always the right position. Prayer is always the right position. 2 Chronicles 7:14, God says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that's getting in the right position. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. That's the spiritual breakthrough. Do you see the pattern here? We got to get in the right position. Psalm 24, verse 3. Who shall ascend to the hill of God, or who shall stand in His holy presence? In other words, who's going to experience a spiritual breakthrough? Verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who will receive the blessing of the Lord? Those with clean hands and a pure heart. And that speaks of an outward purity and an outward holiness, clean hands. And it speaks of an inward purity and holiness, a clean, pure heart. Talking about getting in the right position for a spiritual breakthrough. Holy Ghost, speak to us. Step number 2 to a spiritual breakthrough. Step number 1 was get in the right position. Step number 2 is get in the right position. It's important for our spiritual success to keep ourselves from certain influences that are in our world. Our choice of entertainment, how we use media, what music we listen to, what we read, what we take into our minds and hearts, it will influence us and it will determine our position in our spiritual life. David was a man after God's own heart. He desired spiritual breakthroughs, and often in the scripture we hear and read of David crying out to God for revival, for renewing, and for spiritual advancement. But he also knew that he had to get his heart and his behavior in the right position. So he made this vow and this commitment. Psalm 101 verse 2. He said, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. That might not be a bad commitment to make every day you wake up. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. If we truly want a spiritual breakthrough, we must repent and have our hearts right with God. Amen. We cannot be filling our minds with carnal, sensual, worldly lusts and expect spiritual breakthroughs. We cannot be filling our hearts and minds with carnal, sensual, worldly lusts and expect to advance spiritually and have spiritual success and have improvement and revolution and progress. It just doesn't work that way. 2 Corinthians 6:16, you are the temple of the living God. If God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, because of that, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And here's the breakthrough. I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Chapter 7, verse 1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know what we're doing when we're cleansing ourselves from the things of the flesh and of the spirit? We are getting in the right position for a spiritual breakthrough. Hallelujah. Now I'm just about done with all the King James lingo. I'm going to make it plain. Is that all right? We cannot be creeping and sneaking and clicking in the darkness and expect a spiritual breakthrough of more light. We can't be lying and cheating and deceiving and expect a spiritual breakthrough to more truth. We can't be feeding the lust of the flesh and of the mind and think that we're going to have a spiritual breakthrough to spiritual strength. We cannot be compromising with the devil, who's the father of lies, and think we're going to have a spiritual breakthrough and get the blessings of our Heavenly Father. It just doesn't work that way. If there's a right position, then there's a wrong position. And honey, I don't know about you, but I want the blessing of my Father. I want Him to be pleased with me. I want Him to be at liberty to pour out on me my inheritance and my blessing and my favor and my provision that God has prepared for me. Oh, my, my, my. I'm going to get me a blessing today. I'm going to get me a spiritual breakthrough today. I don't know about anybody else, but God, if you're going to pass out a blessing, don't pass me by. Steps to a spiritual breakthrough. Number three, note takers. Steps to a spiritual breakthrough. Number one, get in the right position. Number two, get in the right position. Number three, get in the right position. I don't know why we think we're going to get a spiritual breakthrough if we're resisting God and our heart's dirty, clouded and dirty with the things of this world. Come on, let's get real in the house of God here. We ain't playing church around here. I said, we ain't playing church around here. I want to get from here to glory. I want to please the Father. I want to hear Him say, well done. Step number three, get in the right position. Love God and love others. It's impossible to love God properly if we have hatred and unforgiveness and prejudice in our hearts. I love preaching this. I love preaching this portion of God's Word. I love Him because He first love me. It's rather easy for us who are saved to love God. Am I the only one? I find it rather easy to love God. Because I know where He found me. I know what condition I was in when He found me. It's easy for me to love God because He's the one that brought me out of the miry clay. It's easy for me to love God because He's the one that saved me. It's easy for me to love God because He's the one that redeemed me. It's easy for me to love God because He's the one that delivered me from my past. It's easy for me to love God because He first loved me. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's easy. Man, if you're having trouble loving God, you just don't get it yet. You ain't been saved yet. But if you really want to get in the right position for a spiritual breakthrough, then you have to love them that have done you wrong. You have to love them that have rejected you. You have to love them that have hurt you. You have to love them that have lied about you, that have mistreated you, yea, that have abused you. Oh,
Pastor, that sounds good. You got any scripture for that? Mm-hmm. Luke 6:35, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. That's getting in the right position. And your reward shall be great. That's the spiritual breakthrough. And you shall be called children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Can anybody witness that? God was kind to me when I was unthankful and evil. Verse 36, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not. I'm talking about getting in the right position. That grudge that you're holding against somebody is keeping you. It's a barrier. You're not going to get past the door. You want to go like Ezekiel went out into the waters. You got to get rid of that grudge. You got to get rid of that unforgiveness. You got to get rid of that bitterness. Judge not, condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. We must not allow anything to hinder us from being in the right position to receive our spiritual breakthrough. Oh, Lord, I got to hurry. Jesus said in Matthew 11:25, when you stand praying, forgive. That's the right position. If you have aught against any, if you have anything against any, you got to forgive others so that your Father in heaven may forgive your trespasses. All right, number four. You ready? We got to go. Fourth step to a spiritual breakthrough. Get in the right position. Obedience and submission to God's word gets us in the right position. I heard Jesus say, if you love me, keep my commandments. Psalm 1 talks about the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That's talking about position. But his delight, that's another position, is in the law of the Lord. His law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's the spiritual breakthrough, who brings forth fruit. His leaf will not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That spiritual breakthrough, we need to be in a right position in relation to obedience to the Word of God. And no matter what the adjustment, hear me now, no matter what adjustment we have to make, what change we need to make to get there, it will get us in the right position for a spiritual breakthrough when we obey this Word. And I walk with this every day, and I experience this from time. Somebody will say, well, I don't think that's relevant for us today. I don't think that was for them then, but that's not for me. That one part right there, I love that right there where God's blessing me. I love that. But this part over here where he requires for me to make a sacrifice and he requires for me to live a certain lifestyle, no. I'm going to tell you what. There's a right position and there's a wrong position. And when you start resisting the Word of God and arguing and disputing and ignoring and disregarding and contend for your own ways, we will be stuck outside of a spiritual breakthrough. Oh, I'm addressing some stuff in the Holy Ghost. I've been waiting 2 weeks to address this stuff. I'm trying to help somebody today. Obedience to God's Word is a step to a spiritual breakthrough. Malachi 3:7. God says, even from the days of your father, you've gone away from my ordinances, my word, and have not kept them. Return unto me. In other words, you're out of position. You're out there because you haven't been obeying my word. You're out of position. He said, return to me, and I will return to you, saith the Lord. And they said, excuse me, Lord, how shall we return? What's the problem here? And the Lord says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have you robbed me? And the Lord says, in tithes and offerings. And God says in verse 9, you're out of position. I can't bless you. You're out of position. It's so quiet in here, you could hear a mouse walking on cotton balls. If we're not bringing our tithe and offering according to the Word of God, we're out of position. You want to get a spiritual breakthrough, you might as well run your head in that wall. You're not going to get it. You may get emotional and act like you're feeling good, but you ain't getting a spiritual breakthrough if you're robbing God. Oh, ain't nobody looking around now. Man. And this is good news for me. I was just talking to somebody the other day. I didn't have any problem giving tithe and offering when I got in church. as I got counting up, my beer money and my gambling money was more than my tithe and offering. What's the problem here? It was costing me more to live in sin than it. I know. You're looking at your clock. We got to go. I know. He says, you're cursed with a curse. You've robbed me, even this whole nation. Then he says, you want a spiritual breakthrough? Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. All the tithes. Don't shortchange God. He didn't shortchange you a blessing. He didn't shortchange you the blood that washed your sins away. He didn't shortchange you the Holy Ghost. Why are we short God? He says, here's your blessing. That there may be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, say the Lord, I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. There's a right position and there's a wrong position. And the Lord says, prove me. Fifth step, you ready? Seeking God gets us in the right position. You got to get in the right position. Seeking God with faith gets us in the right position for a spiritual breakthrough. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seeking God gets you in the right position. Musicians, if you'll come. Give me a breakthrough song, please. Because I'm not going to preach for 45 minutes and then say, class dismissed. There's some things that I've already mentioned. The Holy Ghost has literally got a hold of your heart and saying, let me help you get in the right position. Faith gets us in the right position. I heard the Lord say, seek me and you'll find me. He didn't save us and redeem us for us to miss every blessing that he has designed for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And finally, the sixth step to a spiritual breakthrough. I noticed some of you quit taking notes. Some of you already filled in the blank. The sixth step is get in the right position. Praise and worship gets us in the right position for a spiritual breakthrough. He promised in his word, he said, wherever praise is, I will show up. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus hangs with the praisers. I mean, I'm not being disrespectful by saying that way, am I? Jesus hangs with the worshipers. The Father seeketh such to worship him. Jesus hangs with the praisers. Would you stand with me, please? I'd love to go back and teach on each one of those six things. Just skimming over the top of them. But they're principles. They're principles to spiritual breakthrough. Hallelujah. It's a matter of, do I want a spiritual breakthrough? It really is. It all comes down to that. Brother Connor, you did such an excellent job this morning. You talked about the same thing. I'm just comfortable where I'm at. I'm fine. Matter of fact, I'm hungry right now. Pastor, I wish you'd wrap it up. I read Ezekiel 47 from 1 to 9. Probably took at most 5 minutes. The vision. You understand? It was a vision, right? 5 minutes. And Ezekiel had a word from God that would change a nation. And I might as well just say this because I feel convicted if I don't say this. The scripture says that God is going to bring life to the Dead Sea. And I don't know if I'll live to see it or who will live to see it in this room. Or the Lord will come. And None of us will get to see it. But if God said he's going to put life in the Dead Sea, you can mark it down. It's going to be in the history book. But what I get from that, Brother Savage, is this. Something that I think is so dead, there can be no life to it. God's promise to me is, I've got a spiritual breakthrough waiting for you. That's going to bring faith and hope and trust that you can believe God. It's not going to stay dead forever. You ready? Musicians, come. Do you want a spiritual breakthrough? Come to him in humility and sincerity. And I believe God's got a spiritual breakthrough that's going to resurrect joy, resurrect peace, going to resurrect hope, going to resurrect trust in this house today. Hallelujah. Jesus hangs with the worshipers. Jesus hangs with the praisers. Why don't you put some praise on this word today and say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it.
You are the undefeated one, my life and my salvation.
With the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough, you are the God of the breakthrough. And when I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, look to you, break through. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through. So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. The undefeated one, my life and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Omnipotent, almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough, you are the God of the breakthrough. And when I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you. Breakthrough, walls fall down when I shout through, strongholds break when I pray through. So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my strength. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift you, glorify your name. Breakthrough when I shout, you are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my pain, breakthrough in I live to glorify your name, breakthrough in a dance, breakthrough in a shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness. You are the God, You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough in a lifted glorify your name, breakthrough in a dance, breakthrough in a shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. And when I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through. I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
Come on, if you believe this today, why don't you just begin to worship the Lord? Why don't you just begin to dance in His presence? Why don't you just begin to act upon the breakthrough right now?
Breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle.
You are the God,
you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough in I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough in I dance, breakthrough in I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness,
breakthrough in my struggle.
You are the God,
you are the God.
Breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough in a lifting glorify your name,
breakthrough
in a dance, breakthrough in a shout.
You are the God,
you are the God of the
breakthrough,
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 breakthrough.
Breakthrough,
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 breakthrough.
You are the God,
you are the God of the breakthrough,
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 breakthrough. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough.
I repent of being resistant. I repent of being reluctant. I repent of being negligent. I've got to get there. I've got to get in the water where the healing is. I've got to get in the water where the life is. I've got to get in the water where the miraculous provision of God is. Come on, church. Let's go there together. Let's get there together. Let's walk in there. Let's get there. Let's be yielding and willing to get to where God wants us to be.